type 2 diabetes reversible? Is sugar harmful? Does sugar have different names? Is obesity a disease? What is fasting? How safe is the keto diet? This series of The Medicine Box talks to health and nutrition experts to break down answers to these very questions and more so that you can aim to be your healthiest best. Hello and welcome to The Medicine Box on CNBCTV18.com with me, your host, Ekta Batra. This podcast aims to give you an insight on all things pharma and health, from discussing trends in the industry to key issues in health with all the relevant experts. And this series of The Medicine Box is focused on health, nutrition and wellness. Our guest on today's podcast is Dr. Jagannath Dixit of the Dixit Diet fame. Dr. J.V. Dixit is a professor and head of Department of Community Medicine at Government Medical College, Latur. He is the author of two books and has published more than 40 research articles in medical journals. Dr. Dixit has initiated the World Free of Obesity and Diabetes campaign and is appointed the brand ambassador for its Fight Obesity campaign by the Government of Maharashtra. Dr. Dixit, hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Dixit, let's start with a background about yourself and then we'll get to the Dixit diet.
I am a medical doctor. I done my MBBS, MD, and I'm working for last 28 years in this teaching profession. I work in many medical colleges and I'm teaching students of MBBS, MD. I'm also guide for PhD and I was awarded the best teacher award by Maharashtra University of Health Sciences for the year 2015-16. And I am into research, I am into teaching, and I like the subject of preventing diseases.
So how do you come to this whole diabetes prevention?
Yeah, actually it happened by accident. In 2012, I had put on around 8 kg weight. I was 8 kg overweight. And then I tried different ways, as everybody tries. I had like fasting once in a week, eating only fruits, then trying some bizarre diet plans on net that are available.
What are these bizarre diet plans?
I don't want to take names, but then if you go to net, you'll find that if you want to lose 1 pound every week, what you are supposed to do. If you want to lose 2 pounds every week, what is to be done. Ultimately, they are all diet plans which are based on starvation. They'll put you on starvation. And then you will lose weight for 1 or 2 months, and then you start eating your regular food, you'll again put on weight. That's all what happens. And then eating every 2 hours, and then Ayurvedic medicines, homeopathic medicines. I tried everything possible. But the result was same. Either I put on weight or I lose to some extent and again I put on weight. That was the situation. And then at that time, one of my friends forwarded me a lecture by late Dr. Shrikant Jiskar. And Dr. Shrikant Jiskar is a very prominent person in Maharashtra. He is the person whose name is in Limca Book of World Records for having highest postgraduate degrees with him. And he was IAS, he was IPS, and then he was MLA. And at one point of time, he was a minister having 11 portfolios in government of Maharashtra. So he was a very prominent person. And in that lecture, he has given a very simple advice, which actually I could not believe at that time. And what he said that if you want to lose weight and lead a healthy life, then eat only twice in the day. In between, if you have to open your mouth, it must be for speaking or to drink water.
That's a form of starvation as well, right?
See, starvation is something different. Because generally human beings are hungry twice in a day. So if you eat twice enough food, then you are not actually starving.
So what exactly does the diet comprise of?
So the philosophy is that in your body there is a hormone called insulin, which is produced by pancreas in your body. And that if your insulin levels increase, you will put on weight, you will develop insulin resistance, and you will get type 2 diabetes.
Eventually
you will get type 2 diabetes.
If you overdo it, not for everybody.
Yeah, so if your insulin levels are raised all the time, you will get insulin resistance and then you will develop type 2 diabetes. That is the theory. Now the insulin secretion happens in two ways. One is called as a baseline secretion. That will happen 24 hours, your body will produce insulin in small amounts, around 18 to 32 units per day. And the peculiarity is you cannot stop it. And it is necessary for your survival. The other type of insulin secretion is when you eat, you will secrete insulin. It is expected that you should get your 50% insulin by baseline and 50% by your eating episodes. So 18 to 32 baseline, 18 to 32 you should secrete by eating. Now the peculiarity of the insulin that you secrete by eating is whether you eat less food or more food, you will secrete a peculiar amount of insulin.
Okay.
And which is peculiar for individuals. Somebody may secrete 5 units, somebody may secrete 10 units. And then once you secrete that insulin, you will not secrete it again for 55 minutes. There is a periodicity in that. So this is the theory, and this insulin, the function of insulin is first to make the glucose to enter the cells.
Hmm.
Because all the cells are having a lock, we call it, which is an insulin receptor. So the first function of insulin is to open the lock and make the glucose enter the cells. So the cells would use it. If you have got more glucose in your blood, that excess glucose will be converted to glycogen in your body first. So in liver, you will store around 100 grams of glycogen. So 1 gram of glucose gives 4 calories, 100 grams of glycogen will give you 400 calories.
Oh.
That is in times of need. If you are not eating anything for 12, 15 hours, then this glycogen would be broken down and you can get calories. Now after that.
So this glycogen, in case at the time you're not eating, is then
used as fuel
for your body.
True. Now, so first function is making glucose enter cells. Second function, converting glucose into glycogen. And third function is very important.
Mm.
After these two functions are over, if there is more glucose in your blood, that is converted into fatty acids and stored as fats by insulin.
Okay.
So when your insulin levels are raised in body, the body will always use glucose as fuel.
Mm.
And when the insulin level will go down, body will use fatty acids.
Mm.
So what does that mean? It means if you want to lose weight, if you want to burn your fats, the only way is to reduce your insulin levels.
Okay.
And to reduce insulin levels, you have got only one option. You have to reduce your eating frequency. Because eating less or more, it will cause same amount of insulin secretion.
Okay. So you're saying that whatever you eat within that period of time, your insulin secretion is going to be the same, which is within the period of 55 minutes.
Right.
But doesn't it matter in terms of what you eat within those 55 minutes? I mean, all different types of food will result in different insulin secretion?
Yeah, there is some variation. But the thing what happens is in your meals, you're not eating only rice, you're not eating only dal, you're not eating only salads. You eat a mixture of all that. So more or less, the same amount of insulin is secreted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your insulin secretion, why do people talk about high glycemic foods and low glycemic foods then? Why is there a difference in terms of glycemic foods which are more starchy in nature, corn, bread, etc., as well as low starchy foods such as vegetables? Why is there a difference? Anyone can eat anything at that point then.
Yeah. So the advice in our campaign is, what you are saying is, whatever you were eating before starting the diet plan, you can continue eating as far as the quantity and variety is concerned.
Okay.
We're not saying overeat. But whatever you are eating, you can continue eating, only divide into two parts.
Okay.
Eat in first meal and second meal. That is the simple advice.
Okay.
So we are not trying to change people's eating habits and all that. Because see, this is a public health campaign.
Hmm.
We cannot tell people to eat 40 grams of carbohydrates and 20 grams. It's not a one-to-one counseling.
And it's not sustainable either.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. Because eating twice is sustainable.
Hmm. Hmm.
And if I allow you to eat whatever you like and whatever you are used to eat, you will happily follow this. And that is the reason why it is popular and why people are following it.
Okay. So just describe to us in terms of what one should do every day when following this diet.
Yeah. So the diet plan is very simple. What we are telling people is identify two times when you are really hungry. And 90% people don't know when they are hungry because they eat so many times.
Hmm.
So there are two patterns in the world. We say 9 a.m., 6 p.m. is first pattern. Second pattern is 12:30, 1 and 8:39. So we say that you start with any pattern, and within 8 to 10 days with trial and error, you will come to know that your hunger time is not 9, it is 11.
Hmm.
So once you find that time, start eating at those two times. That is one thing. Second thing is, once you start your meals, finish within 55 minutes. Not that you eat for 55 minutes, but finish within 55 minutes, because we want to secrete insulin only once.
Hmm.
Third thing we are saying that in between, don't eat anything.
Hmm.
You can drink water, don't eat anything. And then we say that reduce sweets in your meals. Diabetes, we say don't eat any sweets and sweet fruits. But other people will say you can eat sweet.
How much?
You eat less. Whatever you're eating earlier, you can eat now also.
Hmm.
That is advice. And lastly, vegetarian people, we are telling that increase proteins in your diet.
Okay.
Because they eat a lot of carbs. Whether it is chapati, rice, there are a lot of carb in that. So these are four things. And in between two meals, if you feel hungry, then certain food items are allowed. Why they are allowed? Because it won't cause insulin secretion.
What are these?
These are, first is water. Second is homemade buttermilk.
Hmm.
take 2 spoons of curd and make 200 ml of buttermilk.
And you can add salt, whatever.
You can add salt if you don't have hypertension. Okay. But don't add anything else.
No sugar.
No sugar, no sugar free. You can take green tea, black tea if you like it. You can also take tea with 25% milk. You can take coconut water. You can take 1 tomato in a day. So these are 5-6 items.
Only 1 tomato?
Maximum 1 tomato in a day you can eat. See, what happens is these are only stopgap arrangement. What we are saying is 2 meals and water in between is the best thing. But when you change from one diet pattern to other, you will have some problems. So at that time, for 8, 10 days, 15 days, you can make use of this. This is the diet plan. In addition to this, we are telling people to exercise. In 45 minutes, you walk for 4.5 kilometers. That is advice. Or you can go for cycling or swimming. Anything, whatever you do, do it at a stretch for 45 minutes. Any cardio, which will increase your heart rate.
So, cardio is sufficient?
Yeah, that is sufficient.
Okay. Now, what tends to happen is that if you're only given 2 times to eat in a day, you tend to overeat at that point in time as well.
True.
And especially for people who are not used to this diet. So, what would you advise in that case?
Yeah, so what happens to start with, first 8 to 10 days, people will overeat also. Because they are afraid whether they are going to get anything in between. But slowly what happens, body will adjust. And then actually what will happen that you will reduce your intake by 10%, 20%. That's a common experience of all the people. Because to start with 8, 10 days, this will happen, overeating. But otherwise, automatically it will go down.
Okay. What about carbohydrate intake? Because what tends to happen is that people move towards higher amount of carbohydrates within that period of time in order to feel full or to get satiety in their food. So, how much of carbohydrates is actually allowed?
See, we are telling that what should be the sequence when you eat your food. So, we are telling you start with a fruit, dry fruit or sweet dish, whatever you are going to take. You start with that.
That should be
the beginning. Then you can have salad. Then you can have sprout. Then you can have your rice, dal, chapati and vegetable. At the end, you can take milk. This is the sequence. So, there is no restriction because what we are saying is whatever you are eating earlier, before this diet plan, you can continue eating.
Okay.
And general advice is if you are eating 3 chapatis, reduce 1 chapati and take a bowl of sprouts, take a bowl of thick dal like that. Because whatever we are telling should be sustainable. You cannot tell people to eat only proteins or increase that because that is not possible also for people.
What if you don't have the sprouts and you know all of what you mentioned?
Yeah.
They can eat whatever they normally eat in the day.
And this is the sequence I have given. So, if you are not eating sweet dish, then start with salad. If you are not eating both, start with the sprout. There is a sequence only.
Okay. That's understood then. But is this diet for everybody?
This diet has 2 important functions. One, see what I say, there are 4 objective improvements that you will get, objective parameters. One is weight. Other is your belly. You will reduce that waist circumference. Your weight will reduce. Your HbA1c, that is called as average blood glucose of last 3 months, that will reduce. And your fasting insulin level will be reduced. So, if any diet plan can cause this, these 4 effects, then I think no doctor in the world can say it is bad for health. And this diet plan can do it.
Okay, give us some examples then.
Examples
of the success of this diet.
Okay, actually I published a book, Diabetes Reversal, New Hope, and then you can get at least 52 success stories of people who stopped medicines.
Which has been the most prominent, which stands out.
Okay, let me tell the story of ex-VC of Mumbai University, Dr. Rajan Velukar, and his HbA1c was 10.3. Upper limit is 5.6. He was 10.3. He was taking 5 types of medicines, twice or thrice in a day. And he started his diet plan in February 2018. And November 2018, he stopped medicine for 3 months. That is, I think, July, August, he stopped medicines. And November, his HbA1c is 6.6. So, his medicines are stopped. And so, he is coming everywhere and wherever he goes for lectures and all, he is promoting this diet plan.
Okay. But in terms of diabetics following it, can all diabetics follow it?
Yeah. So, what we are telling to diabetics is that first of all, you must consult your doctor. Your doctor. We are telling that type 1 diabetes, don't try this. We are also telling pregnant women, lactating mothers, don't try this. Also, children below 18 years of age, don't try this. So, these are the 4 categories who should not do this. Diabetics, we are telling that you have to consult your doctor first. Because what happens, many diabetics are taking medicine 3 times a day. Insulin they are taking 3 or 4 times a day. Then they cannot follow this diet plan. because here you are allowed to eat only twice. So, if your doctor accepts, if your doctor agrees with this, then he will adjust your medicine twice a day, then you can follow it. Diabetics were telling that in the meals also don't eat any sweets and sweet fruits. And in between two meals, they are allowed only three food items. One is water, other is buttermilk, third is green tea and black tea. So, they are not allowed tomato, they are not allowed this coconut water.
I didn't hear you say coffee.
No. So, we don't allow coffee.
Okay.
Because it is all based on the hormone.
Okay.
That's all. So, black tea is allowed. Okay. You can take that.
What about the quantity of food that one has to eat at that period of time? Because if somebody is not used to this diet, even after 1 month or 1 year, they will think that, you know, it's okay for me to eat a lot at this period of time because I'm not going to eat anything else and my next meal is going to be 8 hours later. So, quantity of food could probably be a problem. Yeah.
So, what happens is these are in public health, we are giving general guidelines, broad guidelines. In one-to-one consultation, it can happen that you eat only half chapati or something like that, you can advise. See, what happens, actually when people start this diet plan, you develop lot of, patience. Your habit of eating, whenever you get to eat, you will go on eating. Why people eat? Because they get to eat. That is a very simple reason. They are not hungry. They will eat a samosa, they will eat a kachori, not that they are hungry for it, but because they get it, that is the only reason. So, you develop lot of courage and patience. And then actually what happens that overeating is out of question. It can only happen for 8 to 10 days. And now we are having about 47,000 people who are directly connected with us, with the WhatsApp groups and all. General experience is that they are eating less now. Actually, whatever they are eating earlier, they know that we are happy with less food now.
Are you giving them a certain calorie restriction?
No, you are not giving calorie restriction. Because you don't eat calories, you eat food. And you have to enjoy your food.
What if there is, say, for example, a birthday party in the evening and you obviously are standing in the corner and you don't eat anything? Then
no.
What happens?
So, we are not telling people to do that. What you are saying is, you are supposed to eat twice. And if you are going for a party, what you can do is, okay, you can change your time on that day. Instead of eating at 6, you eat at 9 in the party, no problem. Because what I am saying is that diet plan is for us. We are not for the diet plan. So, for genuine reasons, you can break it also.
Okay.
Because the reason is, the solution is in your hands now.
So, how many times is it ideal to follow it within 7 days based on someone's lifestyle?
No. You have to follow it every day. Every day. But genuine reasons, you can break it. If you go outside 2-3 days, you are on a tour and you have to eat 3 times, 4 times, it's okay. What will happen? You may put on 500 grams. You follow it, again you will lose it. You don't have to come to me again.
So
that is very important, that people becoming independent.
That I think is actually a very important point, that someone doesn't need to constantly go and seek help from either
a dietitian. Health should be the priority of the person. Disease is the area of doctors, right?
So, is type 2 diabetes reversible with this?
Yes. The example that we get, that people can definitely reduce their medicines. But this is happening with the help of the diabetologist, with our help and with the efforts of the patient. So, we have started diabetes reversal centers at Nagpur, Solapur, Thane, and Nasik.
How many success cases have you had within these centers?
Yeah, I'll tell you one example. In Nagpur, we registered around 70 patients on 14th of September. And 14th of December, after 3 months, out of those 70, in 23 patients, the dose of medicine has gone to 50%. I'm sure after 1 year, maybe, at least 50% of them would be off medicines. That is going to happen. It's because this diet plan will help. And their medicines would be reduced.
Okay. What about, the intermittent fasting, which allows you to eat within 8 hours and for the rest 16 hours you fast or 14 hours you don't eat anything, but within those 8 hours you can eat 3 meals if you want. So, there is a difference between this and that.
So, what is the difference between these two is, we are not concerned with the gap. What we are advised is, you eat twice when you are hungry. So, this time can be different for different people. It's not necessary that there should be a gap of 8 hours or 10 hours. Somebody will eat at 9 in the morning and 9 in the evening. His gap will be 12 hours. Somebody will eat at 1 and 9. It will be 8 hours. So, we are not more concerned about the gap.
Okay.
And then IF people, they are concerned about the gap.
Okay.
We are concerned about the frequency of eating.
Okay.
Insulin secretions because of every eating episode. So, we are saying that in that particular time, you have to eat only twice. Gap can be anything. But you have to eat twice. That's the difference between these two.
Okay. So, it's frequency of eating
is more important for us than the gap.
The gap of eating. Okay. What about somebody who can't give up their morning chai? I'm sure half of India can't do that. So, what would you recommend to them?
Yeah. So, what we are telling, because this is a very difficult question. People say that we cannot get rid of this tea with sugar. So, they say sugar is addictive in nature. That, but I am telling them as a vrat of some god or goddesses, what you do is 8 days you drink tea without sugar. And I can guarantee 9th day you will not like tea with sugar. Because the addition will take 8 days to go.
Okay.
So, it's a matter of only 8 days of determination. That's all.
And what about sugar otherwise and processed food as well? Chips and samosas, all of that?
Absolutely, that is bad for health. All sugars, jaggery, honey, all sweet substances are bad for health. So, and junk foods we should avoid. Definitely we should avoid. That is bad for health.
So, maybe a minimum amount for those who do not have any sort of lifestyle disease such as diabetes and hypertension.
Yeah, in general, nobody is going to eat pizza every day. Nobody is going to eat burger every day.
But
so, once in a while.
That's the fear, isn't it? That people will tend to eat bad food within that period of time because they think they've been deprived for the rest of the day.
Let me give example. Suppose you are given a samosa. Will you eat it with the meals? Actually, you will skip that. Because samosa is something different. You want to eat in between meals. And you are not eating anything in between meals. You like to have your meal proper meal. And then many women tell me that earlier we were eating whatever was there. Now because we are eating only rice, we take care of, we get everything. We get salad, we get dry fruits and all that. Actually, the awareness about eating increases. And then you start eating healthy food automatically.
So, can you save that samosa that you go for a movie and you
and
buy
then eat and at the time of meal? Yeah, you can do that. People do that.
Okay. So, you can do that.
You can
but
do
not
that.
Every day.
If you are eating, suppose you are used to eat samosa every day, continue eating like that also, no problem. You will still lose weight.
But what about the health of it, the other parameters which matter?
See, what happens is in your body, carbohydrates, proteins and fats, they will get converted to each other because they enter the cycle at different points. So, there are many studies which say that there are tribes which are eating only animal fats, 100% animal fat. There are tribes which eat only carbohydrates. And there are tribes which will be eating mixture of this proteins and fats only. But surprisingly, these communities don't have obesity and diabetes. This is common in places like India and US, where people eat more or less the balanced diet.
And maybe higher amount of sugar?
Yeah, maybe. Because the exercise part of it. We are not doing any exertion. We are not walking. We are not cycling and all that. And our eating habits are old. Whatever we used to eat, we are eating happily. And you are not losing your energy. That's the reason. Sedentary lifestyle and all that.
What about exercise? You said 45 minutes of cardio.
Right.
But what would you recommend for somebody who is say a marathon runner, who lifts weights, who does more intense exercises or athletes?
Yeah. So, this campaign is all for masses. It is for general people who want to be fit and they don't want diabetes. This is for them. So, we may cover around 90% people of this country. There may be people who are doing intense exercise. Maybe there are people who want to go for Ironman and all that. People want to cycle 200 kilometers every day. This diet plan is not for them. Better go to your trainer and whatever he's saying, you follow that.
Okay. So, this is a common man's
diet? Yes, common man's diet plan.
Okay, but what about people who are common people and still exercise more?
See, if you are doing exercise for 45 to 60 minutes, which we call fitness exercise, you don't require anything else. Two meals is adequate. You should eat good food, good proteins in that. That's all. If you are doing it for 1 hour, up to 1 hour, no problem. If you are doing it 2-3 hours, then follow the advice of your trainer.
Okay, so you can manage within this
diet.
Yes,
definitely.
Okay. Any studies which have which substantiate the diet?
Yeah, if you go on Google and find out, you will find out research articles published by me. They are about weight loss, they are about pre-diabetes reversal, they are about diabetes reversal, all that. You can get this research papers. And now we are going to start a multicentric trial, research trial at Nasik, Pune, Thane, four to five places. And then we will be having around 600 diabetics which would be followed for say 1 or 2 years.
Okay.
And then we will come out with maybe the research paper that world would accept.
Okay. And how many success stories do you have till now? If you can give us a sense in terms of how many people are now following the Dixit diet?
Okay, now directly connected people on WhatsApp are around 47,000, but I think 50 times more are people who listen to my lectures on YouTube and follow it. So everywhere where I go for lecture, 50% people raise their hands when I ask, are you following this diet plan? So that's how it has become very viral. People are following it without asking, and because they know it is simple to follow, they can do it. So it must be lakhs of people following this diet plan. That is one. As far as diabetics are concerned, in our 47,000 directly connected people, there are around 20,000 diabetics. There are around 15,000 pre-diabetics, and we are following them. Now, how many of them have actually reverted? I will not go for very tall claims, but I will say that at least few hundreds, they have stopped the medicines, reduced medicines. It is not important how many stopped medicines. What is important is the sense that diabetes can be reverted.
Absolutely.
And that is giving a confidence and hope to the people of diabetics.
Okay. And lastly, Dr. Dixit, at least tell us that what will happen to that one person who can't give up their morning chai with a little bit of sugar? Can they still do this diet?
See, if somebody is eating 10 times earlier, and if he starts only taking morning tea and 2 times he will eat after that, then also he'll be benefited. Though he may not be benefited 100%, but he will be benefited 70%.
Okay.
But why to go for 70% when you can get 100%?
When you can get, but lots of people, their mindsets don't change after doing something for say 50 years, 40 years, 30 years.
I have seen people changing. I myself was drinking at least 10 to 15 cups of tea.
And now
I don't remember also, I have to take tea. This happens. It's a matter of determination.
Okay.
It takes only 8 to 10 days, not more than that.
What about artificial sugar? You didn't mention that.
It is also not allowed in between.
In between, there's no artificial sugar allowed either. Okay. All right, Dr. Dixit, thank you very much for joining in and speaking with the Medicine Box with regards to the famous Dixit diet. I'm sure we'll have you back soon on to talk more about the success stories. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.